Tropics. Vibes, Tropics International sounds in the building. Special guest stepping up in the building today. Cranium, how you doing, man?
What's going on, man?
Everything's good. You know, we have to start. Let's start with the first thing. The name Cranium. How'd you come up with that?
The Cranium was given to me by a friend and I was in the studio. And when I was actually doing the song, I stepped straight in the booth. He played the beat. I started singing off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went outside, like, one of the guys was like, yo, Cranium. That was the name on the board. And I was like, I don't like it. It kind of look weirdish, you know? But when I go outside, I was like, yo, it make perfect sense because, you know, Cranium on the top of your head and you just freestyle stuff. So you should just take the name. So I just took the C off and put the K on.
And made it your own.
Just make it my own, yeah.
So how long you been doing music?
Professionally, I would say 3 years.
3 years ago, you dropped, it's been about 3 years since you dropped Nobody Has to Know, right? 2 to 3 years?
Yeah.
And I mean, it still has a lot of life.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the beginning of the song. Is this a true story?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the song itself?
The song itself.
I mean, you know, things do happen.
The song has had a life of its own for the last 2 years at least, right? Still going strong.
Yeah.
You remade the song with Ty Dolla $ign. What's the reasoning behind that?
When I got signed to Atlantic, you know, we wanted to relaunch the record with like a fresh, you know, something, add a little flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just choose some names and send out the record to different people. And when we heard Ty Dolla $ign verse, we thought it was dope. And that's how it all happened. And Ty Dolla $ign was actually a fan of the record also, because he showed us when he purchased the song a while back too. So it made perfect sense. And he had a song called Paranoid and Nobody Else Knows. So it's like it was meant to be. And
right.
Yeah, it all makes sense and it happened.
Who has surprised you the most by being a fan of Nobody Has to Know? It's amazing how many people love the song, all genres, all ages.
You know, Drake sing it on stage, Chris Brown sing it and he set in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
One of the big theme songs in the club down here, I think it's one that guys have thought about for a long time. You finally put it on record, Lifestyle.
Yeah.
Tell us about that record right there.
Lifestyle is the type of song where it's like, people take their own perception of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lifestyle for me is like, yo, more I buy what I want to buy, fly what I want to fly. I don't get that as much as where I want to reach, where I'm like, yo, I'm going to buy what I want to buy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But to certain people just feel like, yo, I already can buy what I want to buy and fly where I fly.
Right.
Because people intend to forget the last part of the song where I said, that's the lifestyle that I want.
Right.
But people just instead, they don't care what a part of them, say, buy what I want to buy, fly what I want, you know? So I feel like when you're in a party and you're under your liquor, like you're in a party, you just buy a ball by yourself and so, you know, feel good. So it's a good club streets motivational record. And I think it just stopped all three points. So
if you take the song the wrong way and decide that, you know, you're just going to buy what you want to buy,
then
you can end up like one of your other songs, then broke.
Yeah, then broke. Exactly.
You see what I did there, right?
Yeah. So you can be broke, but at the end of the day, it's like, so when you listen to the record, you say, yo, God, no. I want to go buy that Benz and I want to go buy that house there or something. It just mean a lot to you. It means so much to you that you'll be like, the song is the song for me personally and it just means different things to you at all the time. And I've seen it so many times with artists. People actually link me and be like, yo, this is my favorite song.
So what's next for Cranium? Is the album? What's
we
next?
We just dropped the project. It's called Rumors. It consists of 12 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a different feel of Cranium because I don't really drop much music because I feel like with reggae, dancehall music, I feel like there's like that one stigma where it's like hard to get in the main market.
Right.
And I feel like the reason behind that is that we drop too much records too much times. We don't give songs the opportunity to get. Because for me, it's not about the money, you know. It's about the longevity. And I keep explaining to people that say, in this music, this DNA's music, for you to, if you feel like you want to have music as your 20s from now, you can live off it, like royalties and stuff like that. I feel like it all boiled down to you putting in that work in each record. So 6 years from now, 7 years from now, that same record is not considered a known song because there's a difference between known song and hit songs. And I feel like people, especially in dancehall, they misinterpret the difference because we could be singing Lifestyle in a club full of Caribbean-oriented people and it's the biggest song, like, yeah, I love it. But when you go to Kansas City and Seattle, that don't really expose to reggae music. Nobody really knows it. You know,
right.
Then all boil along to when everybody in Caribbean already see it. I'm tired of seeing Cranium. You know what I'm saying? These are the places they need to be. So I just feel like for me, they're just timely drop records.
So you're looking for quality,
quantity. Not quantity. I take times and record. You know, sometimes I go drop two songs.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, just to keep the conversation going, like, yo, that you're dope and bad, you know. But for me, I spend time on records because we work Lifestyle for like 2 years. Nobody else know for like, you know when, you know. And then now we drop a new single called Stamina. I would just work Stamina like we know work Nobody Else Know, and then we add the next single behind it and just work it.
So speaking of the new single, Stamina,
I went by the studio, Ricky Blaze. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ricky Blaze. He's the one that did the oldie for Egyptian. Mm-hmm. And I was in the studio and he played the beat. And then he skipped it and I said, no, that beat, them, I like it. Go back to that beat there. And I was like, yo, what should I sing about? And then I start thinking about something. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I kind of have that energy there. So I've got the stamina and it just worked.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
So the album, the project has already dropped.
Yeah, it's called Rumors. It's
and
on iTunes.
Where can we get it? iTunes?
You could go on iTunes and all digital outlets. Mm-hmm. And you could purchase it. It's yours. You could do whatever you want to do with it. And yeah.
Just don't bootleg it.
Just don't bootleg it. Please don't bootleg it.
I know you're online. So where can we find you on social media?
You could find me on that Instagram at Cranium, K-R-A-N-I-U-M. My Twitter is at The Real Cranium. I start using Snapchat now. I get to like it. It's Cranium1, K-R-A-N-I-U-M, the number one. But my favorite of all time is just Instagram.
Yeah.
Because my DMs then be looking wonderful. So
aren't you glad Instagram came up with DMs?
What? Cranium. Yeah, you couldn't DM one time, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You just started. Just started like what, a year ago?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, because my DMs, man. Oh, God. Yeah. I love my, Instagram. Cranium, K-R-A-N-I-U-M.
So, ladies, you took note of that. He said DM him.
And nobody won't know about it.
Exactly. Trust nobody me. Have to know.
Yeah.
Cranium, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I've got the stamina. Fihamaya, girl child, meet me on the first flight, first floor, first right, first room. AMS, this is Cranium, and I'm chilling out on Island Vibes with Tropics International.
It's Island Vibes with Tropics International.